the Supreme God shows the independent nature of the Holy Name in the scriptures in order to make us understand that the Holy Name of the Lord can never be obligated. When one worships the demigod, the demigods are obliged to offer the benefits to the worshipper. Whereas, when one worships the Supreme Lord, the Lord is not obligated. That can be easily understood from the nature of relationship that exists between demigod and their worshipper and the Supreme Lord and his devotee. Because the basis is one of love, the Lord is not obliged to offer the fruits of the devotee's action within a stipulated time. The Lord told the Narada boy when he was meditating, first time the Narada meditated, he got a darshan of the glimpse of the Lord. Second time when he continued meditation in the same day, the Lord came as Akashvani and told them, "My dear Narada, you will not be able to see me in this lifetime. Because those who are not completely purified of all their misgivings and those who have not completed their services, Lord said, I will not give my darshan to them. So in this life you will not see me. But you will become my great devotee in your next life and you will get my darshan." This goes to show that the system of chanting and hearing is not a mechanical process by which one can demand the Lord to appear, just as one could do with some worship of some demigod and following some religious formularies. Only a devotee who chants with this understanding in the Tattena compound consciousness, that's why Brahma prayed in this wonderful prayer, Tatte Anukampam Sutamikshamana. A devotee should be maintaining hope after hope that sometimes Krishna's mercy will come in my life. And I will continue chanting the Holy Name every day sincerely. Bhunjana Evatma Krishna Bhakam. He says that one should suffer all the sufferings that come in a devotee's life, understanding that these are all results of my own bad activities in the past. And with his body, mind and words, one should offer obeisances happily to Krishna. Hritvag Vapur Dir Vidyagnamasti. Such a person becomes the rightful heir of receiving the Lord's mercy. So, the most strange and amazing thing about the Holy Name is that when one accepts the Holy Name from the spiritual master and chants the Holy Name, then the Holy Name itself reveals so many lessons to the devotee by which the devotee can rectify his misgivings and his mistakes and improve himself. So for a sincere soul, there are no impediments or obstacles in spiritual life, because even the obstacles, they all get cleared away very easily by the mercy of the Lord because of the sincerity of the devotee. That is why it is yesterday they parabhakte, yatadeve tatagaru, kasyeti katitahyatta, prakashanti mahatmana. So, for one who has developed implicit faith in Guru and the Lord, for such a person, all the aspects of the path of Krishna consciousness become very easily cleared away, and the Lord's revelation through the Holy Name takes place very easily. So, sincerity is the key by which one maintains hope after hope in Krishna consciousness, and very soon one sees the mercy of the Lord in his life. So the mercy of Krishna is manifested in one's life by firm faith in the Lord, his Holy Name, and in the Vaishnavas, and in the performance of the duties of Bhagavata Dharma with full consciousness and full absorption and with full attention. And such mercy actually becomes more and more and more intensified in the life of the devotee. So this is now to be forgotten, that chanting of the Holy Name is not a mechanical process. Of course, you try to sit in a particular posture, you may do deep breathing exercises, pranayam, and you may try to sit in an erect posture. But all these things are external methods, which may facilitate us to chant better. but they cannot assure the appearance of the holy name on our tongue unless the Lord's mercy is there. So this can inspire us to beg for the Lord with eagerness and pray to Him that He can appear on our tongue if He wishes so. By such a prayer, Lord will be inspired by the loving call of the devotee to appear in the devotee's tongue. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki.